a burden to be pink, and wings are simply ridiculous. Who gives a fig for a silly little pig who'd rather not be so conspicuous?
You can go far, just accept the things you are. That's not a boring old platitude. Just look at me, I've a wooden pedigree, and my family tree has given me this attitude. It's a grand and glorious thing to be an oddball. It's a proud and hallowed state to be unique. Sad little people lacking manners, grace, and wit may sneer and leer and point and jeer, but they're the ones to pity when they show the lack of education. When the jibes and mockery make you wanna die, remember, you are one of the wonders of a wonderful world where trees can talk and pigs can fly.
For a long time you were motionless as a statue.
I was told that's what a scarecrow had to do.
Then someone helped you make that all-important choice to make a start.
I followed my heart, and now the world's my oyster. Everyone has a perfect right to be here. So if a smarty pants should ask you why, just tell them you are one of the wonders of a wonderful world where trees can talk and pigs can fly. Think how dull every day would be if everyone in the world was the same. Everyone would go to work in very similar clothes.
In the winter, frost would nip at very similar toes.
Same color.
Same skin.
Not too fat.
And not too thin.
Life would be monotonous and tame if everyone in the world was the same.
I'm beginning to understand the point you're making. You've a wooden head that's full of common sense. You give me confidence to see myself afresh. I may be small, but I can walk tall because I know I'm special.
Think of the marvelous things you have accomplished. You know you never let adventure pass you by. That proves that you are one of the wonders of a wonderful world.
And you are one of the wonders of a wonderful world.
Yes, we are two of the wonders of a wonderful world, where trees can talk and pick.